Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Tonight we're answering your questions. A listener doesn't know how to tell her partner what she wants in bed. Another has trouble orgasming with her guy and also troubles with oral sex. What if you just don't like receiving it? All this and more on Sex with Emily. Thanks for listening. Hey everyone, it's my weekly Sibian update. We're getting to know each other a lot better now, and I just want to tell you about our experiences. In fact, I'll be naming it in a couple weeks. That's how close we're getting. And if you check out my Instagram, Sex with Emily, I've got some funny stories about it on there. But you might think you know all about the Sibian, or you might not have any idea what I'm talking about, but forget what you've ever heard about the Sibian, because it's so different from any other sex product you've seen before. It's not a sex toy. Basically, the Sibian is a full-on sexual experience, and it's one that you can enjoy solo or share it with a partner. It's the only sex product that has a unique mountable design. You know, you can like mount it, like simulating cowgirl position, like when you're on woman on top. Also, the cool thing about the Sibian is that each woman has the power to customize their own experience on it. So every time you use it, or I use it, you can make it work for you. So I've been having orgasms I didn't even know existed, and you know that this is like my job. And the fact that this Sibian has been able to provide me with experiences that I can have on the Sibian and then translate to my partner when I'm having sex is mind-blowing. So the thing about the Sibian is that it has 11 different attachments, by the way, that you can buy along with it. There's like one that's like a penis, and there's ones for your clitoris. There's even one shaped like a finger, whatever you're into. Also, women who have trouble reaching orgasm during intercourse, and I know there's a lot of you out there because I think you email me every day, the Sibian could be that secret to unlocking your orgasmic potential. Repeated rides on the Sibian train your body to orgasm, making it easier to experience multiple orgasms and increase sexual response with your partner. Like I said, you learn something, you transfer to sex with your partner. And because of the design of the Sibian, which is really unique, once you learn to orgasm with it, like I said, you transfer that to your partner. It's just really, or you can just use it alone, even if you don't have a partner. This is what I'm saying. It's a multi-use product. Oh, and it's so hot for your partner to watch you play with it, even if he doesn't, you know, actually get on it with you or she, they can just watch you and it's like foreplay. It's hot. So here's a testimonial from the Sibian website that says it all. My husband and I have been married for 17 years. I always thought our sex life was okay, but I didn't get too excited about it. My first time on the Sibian, I can hardly describe the feeling I had when my body just exploded. It was just unreal what happened to me. I soon realized at the age of 38 with Sibian, I had my first orgasm ever. I've now started having orgasms while making love to my husband. I have Sibian to thanks. Thank you, Shelley from Texas. So to check out what other customers have to say and to order your own life-changing Sibian today, visit Sibian.com. That's Sibian.com. Oh, use code Emily75 and you get $75 off your first order. That's Sibian.com.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. You can check out the website, obviously. Sign up for our mailing list because we've got lots of exciting things coming up to tell you. And just we post every day. Blogs, videos, all these things that you love about the show you can also find on the site. If you want to read, you want to watch, all that stuff. And I'm here with Anderson. Welcome back, my love.
Hey, Em. How
are you? So good to see you.
Good to see you.
How was your trip?
Ciao, ciao. It was good. It was fantastic.
Anderson was in a European adventure.
Never been to Europe before, so I got a lot done.
Wow, you did. Your pictures were amazing.
Saw
check them out on Instagram.
Churches, old cobbles. Enough with the cobblestone already.
Right.
Can we pave some of these streets?
It's hard in stilettos, I'll tell you that.
Oh, it's hard skateboarding, too. It's difficult. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. But it sounds like you had a good trip.
I had a great trip, yeah.
I really was so thrilled to have Stanley the dog.
Yeah,
for
you had my dog for 2.5 weeks. And I know that
you were
contemplating napping him,
yes,
stealing him.
I was going to dog nap him.
Making him your own. And I think you were about 80% kidding.
80% kidding. Yeah, maybe 80% kidding. That's generous. No, I really, I love your dog. Like, Stanley, if you check out my Instagram, Sex with Emily, I posted, like, those people who only post their dog. I'm like, ugh. But I didn't do it a few posts. And we also put them in some hilarious videos we did. But no, your dog is a special dog. He's so loving and sweet. And he's an older dog. He's a Chihuahua.
Mix. Yeah, he's
rescue.
Like a terrier Chihuahua.
And I really just kind of became obsessed with him. I took him everywhere I went. We walked, we hiked. I spooned him.
Don't say he's an older dog. I don't like that.
He is.
Oh, he acts like a puppy a lot.
He acts like a puppy, and he's a rescue, and he's the sweetest little pup that I literally spooned him at night, which,
yeah,
not tell that doesn't bother you.
No.
But do you sleep with him?
I do, but my wife steals him, so she usually
cuddles
with
him. Oh, she hugs him too?
And then, yeah, she goes to work, and I wake up, and I get him. But we have three dogs, so they're all in the bed.
See, that's why I thought you wouldn't care giving him to me, because you have three.
No, I would absolutely care, because he's my dog. He's my...
I know,
the
but
other
we
two.
Really
And then the
it.
Wife came, she came in with her own dog, and then the two of us got a dog together.
Right, go with that
so
dog.
So Stanley's my dog.
Okay, but I love him, but then you know what the sad thing is? So I just
Stanley's
gave him back to
boy.
You. I gave him back yesterday. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was like, oh, where's Stanley?
Stanley withdrawal.
I have Stanley withdrawal. Like, I'm... Anyway, thank you.
I have
you.
A tattoo of his fucking paw on my... On my arm.
That's his paw?
Yeah. He's my dog.
I get it.
And you know what? Everyone loves their dog. But I hear multiple people say that Stanley is a little
different. Special dog.
Stanley's a little bit different.
He's a little different. Yeah. And everywhere I took him, people were just like, oh my God, this dog's so sweet. Like, so I took him in the Movember. You know Movember, the mustache?
Mm-hmm. I saw the picture.
Yeah. They loved him. He was running around.
You could call him a service dog, and I don't think anyone would really get asked twice.
I didn't even
have
to use the service thing.
People wouldn't even think, like, this isn't a service dog, is it?
He could just be here and play. So thank you for that. That changed my life.
Good thing. You should go out and rescue a dog now. Go ahead.
I did once, but I want to rescue Stanley.
Get
I need an older dog. The other thing that's really exciting is that I did text you this when you were away, but our 10-year anniversary show at the Hollywood Improv is happening December 6th at 7:30 at the Hollywood Improv. Doors open at 7. And, okay, I've never done a live event. I've taught workshops.
What in the world are you talking
10
about?
10 years.
Yeah, you're
a live
keynote
show.
Speaker at all these massive
never sex
things.
Only live.
Okay.
10 years, and so it's really been kind of nostalgic. Going like, and someone wrote like a decade, and I was like, oh my God, it's a decade. Like that's a lot. And I've been doing this
a decade.
Yeah, I know, but when they said it as a decade, it just seemed longer. But the point is that I'm doing a live show, and I'm also I'm not a big person with parties. Like I only have birthday parties. Cause I'm like, what if no one shows up?
Blah, oh blah. Yeah, I'm with you.
But like, I hope that all my fans, you guys will show up. I'm giving you time now. I'm giving you enough time to come. If you need to come to LA, I mean, if you want to come to LA, please come. We're going to have Anderson will be there. Menace will be there. Dr. Drew will be there on stage. We'll have lots of fun things happening that night. Special treats planned for you. It's a live show. Also some retrospective, but I want to hear from you guys. What is your favorite memory? So all my listeners, like what was your favorite Sex with Emily moment over the last 10 years, even if you've been listening for a few months, just what was a moment, a sex tip, a guest, something that you love, just let me know because we're putting together a reel. I just want to hear from you. Okay. So email me feedback@sexwithemily.com and then tickets you can buy on the website. I think we'll have a link there. Or you go to Hollywood Improv. How does that work?
You should probably have a link on your website.
I think there's a link there.
I think you should have one. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll have one by the time this posts. All right.
Totes.
Go to sexwithemily.com and you'll see a link. and it'll take you right there.
Absolutely. So come do that, people.
What does it cost?
Oh, so thank you. $15 pre-sale, $20 at the door.
And then there'll be like a $2.50 cover charge. Just to let you guys know, they do like a little processing thing over there at the
Okay,
Improv.
But it's worth it.
Yeah, yeah, it's totally worth it.
Oh, and also, yeah, it says go to sexsomething.com and click the event flyer.
Sweet. Yeah, the Hollywood Improv is like, it's a legendary place.
It is a legendary
place. In front
place.
Of the bricked wall on the stage up there at Hollywood Improv. So, I mean, you get to see Emily and you get to see like if you've never had an excuse to go see the Hollywood Improv, now I mean, everyone who you could ever think of that's a great comedian has pretty much gone through that in the last 30 years.
Right. You come there, like, exactly. We'll have some drinks before. It's like a party. We're going to have drinks. We're going to have parties. We're going to have food. It's going to be a good time.
And
it's kind
of like, Mike Carano will be there.
Mike Carano will be there. Drew, Mike Catherwood will be there. Who else is coming? Yeah. So that it's like people. Yeah, it's true. You come here, you see the Hollywood sign, you go to the Hollywood Improv. That's all you got to do. So I will see you there. And yeah, also, Sibian, we're doing the giveaway. We're giving one away. And the first tier of the contest was people had to name it.
You said we're cont, and then it sounded like you said the other word
because
you stopped yourself before you said contest.
So like, I cut myself off. I make up words.
Yeah.
But check out my Instagram because we have 10 semifinalists. We had to submit names. And it's going on. There's a whole process.
You can tell me?
Not right now.
Damn it.
You got to check out the Instagram. It's
Are they
a funny
all men's
video.
Names?
Some. They're really
Please
good.
Please tell me Stanley's not one of the names.
Well, I voted for Stanley.
No!
I'm sorry. I don't want to say Stanley.
Disgusting.
Dude, I'm sorry.
Do not ride my dog.
I don't want to ride your dog.
Doing them.
No, I won't. Okay, so that's the deal. I'm excited. We're going to have t-shirts. So for years, I've been talking about these Sex with Emily t-shirts I want to make. We're going to be selling them. It's going to be a good time. Mm-hmm. So I hope to see you all there because whenever I meet listeners of the show, people are like, oh, wow, how are you? I'm so happy. Like, it makes my life. To meet you all in person. And we'll have a good time and I'll hang out. I'm not going to be like, oh, can't talk. Like, we're going to hang. We're going to have drinks and it'll be fine.
You should totally big time everybody. You just got to go out the back door, leave in a limo.
So not like that.
Yeah,
I'm always
totally
like, you listen. Whenever I meet a listener, how do you know about it?
Right.
Because we're like in this box. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know people listen.
You forget that people listen. Yeah, you're right. Like, you do the show and the microphones. You forget that there's an audience out there at all sometimes, which actually, you know what? Makes it for a good show, I think. People that are always thinking about the audience, I don't think those are very good shows.
Right. I think about you all, but I'm just sitting here talking to you.
Right.
Because then I'd be freaked out. Like, oh my God, a million people are listening.
Now I'm thinking about all the people listening. I'm freaking out, Emily. Freaking out.
I'm trying to be focused. You're on your own. Okay. Sex in the news is because it's your favorite thing. We're going to start there.
Sweet.
A doctor claims that blowjobs are good for women's health and even help fight depression.
What?
Male doctors. Yeah. Exactly. According to recent research carried out by the State University of New York, oral sex is said to be healthy, feel-good remedy. Scientists, they use that word to make it seem legit, have discovered that there are mood-improving chemicals in male semen, which can be very beneficial for women's health,
according to
female semen.
Where is this study coming from? High Times?
State University of New York.
Mm.
The sex lives of 300 women were examined, and it looks as though those that ventured south sleep better, having better moods, and generally worry less.
Maybe those are just like carefree ladies.
Maybe their
to begin
partners
with.
Just really happy.
Maybe to begin with, they're just like happy, and that's why they're throwing out the BJs left and right.
You know, it's seriously, what's the control factor here? Yeah. We don't know. Things such as spermatozoa, estrone, and oxytocin. All help increase mood to positive levels. Melatonin, serotonin work as antidepressants too. How many freaking blowjobs do you have to get like a dose of Prozac? But still, semen though, there's benefits too.
Are they going to start prescribing like semen tablets?
Yeah, you're going to go to your psychiatrist like, doctor, I've got a bed. I can't eat. I'm so depressed. He'll be like, just give your husband some more blowjobs. Here's some semen to get you started. Like, do some shots of semen.
I don't have a husband. He'll be like, I'll take care of that. Oh, that was so hacky.
That's so wrong. Okay, so women who are regularly exposed to semen, I wonder if you're just exposed to it, like, wow, there's some semen on the wall, are also found to perform much better at work and at home, specifically with tests which need a lot of concentration and cognition. So forget Adderall. Forget every drug you've ever taken. Just swallow a lot of semen. Weirdly, a woman's body can also tell the different... Okay, this is evolutionary speaking, too, though, that a woman's body can tell different semen than the brand they're used to.
What? Are we talking about races here?
No, we're talking about like your husband's or your boyfriend's semen, which is strange. Women are less likely to get pregnant with new semen, so it pays to stick with one man if you're trying for baby. This is obvious.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just oral sex. They say penetrative sex helps mood elevation and has health benefits. So there you go.
Wait, sex makes you feel better? That's shocking.
And research carried out, what I'm saying, this is like a duh, hashtag duh, but research carried out by the Kinsey Institute recently shown that cunnilingus is good for both the giver and the receiver.
Oh,
so
buddy.
We're not leaving blowjobs out of this. We're not just talking about blowjobs.
Yeah.
We're talking about cunnilingus.
So bringing in the
whatever. Whatever going to be a woman's like, should I give him a blowjob? Should I not? Oh, maybe I'll have a spike in serotonin. And then she goes down and I'm happy. I'm happy if people are getting oral sex all around. Mm-hmm. So even if you got to make up a study, which I did not make up.
Right. Mm-hmm. She did not make it up. As I've never heard of this University of New York State Penitentiary.
No, but exactly. It was the people in the penitentiary. They were swelling to their semen. It's a very inclusive study.
Oh, that'd be, you know what? If they do start prescribing medication in the form of semen tablets, I would think a penitentiary would be a pretty good place to get their samples.
That sounds really, really dark. Yeah.
You could like start farming it out.
I don't want to talk about
make
this.
More money for the state. No? Okay, I'm sorry.
No, they do everything else. They use everything else to make
right.
money. They're making license
make
plates.
License plates
just make them
and
come.
Then beat off in this thing.
Yeah, I'm kind of grossed out right now. Like a ding-dong, you'll get like fresh fruit delivered every week, like organic vegetables, and here's like my fresh semen from the penitentiary.
It has a little prisoner number on it so you can track it.
Oh, that's dark. Okay, so, God, but you know what? I'm surprised at the... I'm not surprised. It'd be hard to do because they do have sperm banks. But what if it really was shown to be just as popular as antidepressants to swallow semen? But no, but it has to be your brand of semen.
Yeah, but maybe you can go down to like your local store and like say, I'd like some redheaded semen, please.
Okay, let's talk about Ashley Madison because the story that will never ever
die. Is it still going on?
Dude, well, here's the thing. So here's the update. They, you know, Ashley Madison mm-hmm. attracted male customers with the claim that 30% of or 5.5 million of its profiles belong to women.
Right.
They proved this was a lie. In reality, it was as few as 12,000 real women may have been active. Okay, that's a huge gap.
It's a pretty big drop, huh?
And otherwise, so there's now a class action suit that's just hit Ashley Madison parent company, Avid Life Media. And this guy, David Poyet, is suing for $5 million in damages, claiming the site went to extreme measures to fraudulently lure in and profit from customers. They created 70,000 female bots mm-hmm. that would answer these
were they
emails.
Hot, were they
were
hot?
They hot bots? Yeah. I hope so. I hope they, at least they were hot. He said there was an army of fembots. In other words, the site purposely induced members right. to engage them by with fake profiles, with the initial communication, and it directly caused members to incur costs while believing it was an actual person communicating, which we've all heard about this, but now there's a case against
Don't these people kind of deserve to be lied to, though? Not
well,
even because they're cheating,
the
but just because they're dumb. You know what I mean?
I know.
Like how could you really believe that there's 12
million...
Can't
they just cheat like everyone else on Facebook?
Active.
Or Instagram?
Cheating women on there.
I know. It's crazy. Well, that, you know what? Ashley Madison put so much money into advertising. They yep. were in Howard Stern. I mean, mm-hmm. they were on every show on the planet, and guys... They made it really legit. It's all about marketing.
Right. Who's going to be next? There's got to be another one coming up now. Who's going to be a little more legit?
You know what's funny?
Oh, there you go. There's a new business for you.
Oh, I have time for another business.
Yeah, sure.
I was actually on the Huffington Post Live the other day. Mm. They do this just live Skype thing. And it was about Thrinder, the threesome app.
Oh.
Which got bad reviews at the beginning, but now it just got funding for like $500,000.
What were the bad reviews? Like only two people were
right,
involved in
because
this
because
one.
It was a new app. But now apparently it's going to be, they've got funding. It's going to be more. And it was interesting because I was on you can watch the link. I don't know if I posted it, but it's on Huffington Post Live. The founder of Thrinder, he's like in Germany, and he said he started it because his girlfriend wanted a threesome and they couldn't find anyone. And then it's really organic. Process and there's, you know, I guess it's getting, if you want to have a threesome, people email me all the time. Check it out. I'm not gonna vouch for it, but apparently it's, you know, on the up and up.
Super AIDS is on its way.
Use protection, everybody. Okay. Oh, wait, speaking of cheating, dude, you said what's next?
Oh, wait, that class action though, for we'll come right back to that. That class action, that's gonna be, they should have nothing to worry about, I would think, if I'm Ashley Madison.
Why?
I wouldn't sign up for that class action if I was on Ashley Madison. I don't want to make my name even more public
again.
Well,
maybe they've already, their partners have already left them.
And they got nothing to lose.
Yeah,
now.
They're like, might as well get some money from it. But speaking of what's going to replace it, almost half of all Tinder users are already in relationships, which there's been some mumblings about this in recent months. But now we already knew that Tinder has, among all of its awesome people looking for love, its fair share of total losers seeking to cheat. But we naively thought that the adulterous ones were few and far between. But check this. Mm. Unfortunately, we were wrong. A new online study pulled 47,000 internet users mm-hmm. ages 16 to 64 and discovered that of the 621 who had been on Tinder in the last month, 30% are married and another 12% are in a relationship.
And 12 million are women.
While the company has not specifically confirmed or denied the marital status statistics, it did offer an innocent explanation why so many of the site's users may already be taken. Tinder is a social network. There are many cases for it, not just dating. People are using it to make new friends, to network, and they use it when they travel to meet people in the area. Yeah, I'm a single man on a, I mean, I'm a married guy on a business trip, and I just like to have dinner with a nice woman.
Yeah,
I'm sure he didn't say
companion.
I'm looking for a nice guy.
Yeah.
Right. So, sounds like an excuse someone give their partner for cheating. Oh, I just wanted to make friends and have a dinner with someone.
Man looking for a nice man to have a platonic dinner with. Honey, that's all I was doing.
Yeah. That's really, I mean, and everyone's on Tinder and everyone calls it like a blowjob dispensary. Now it's like a cheating dispensary, apparently.
I have such mixed emotions when I hear these stories.
I know. Like, I mean, how do you not recognize someone as well? Like, you're like, oh, isn't that Susie's husband?
Well, because Bob? Like you live in LA, you could go your entire like year without seeing the same person twice.
No, that's true. And if you're in another city, what are the chances?
And I think most people probably use this when they go out of town.
Yeah,
like I know
all
when
the time.
I was in Prague,
Exactly. So, yeah, it's pretty bad. And it also, oh, here's another thing. The representatives say that, you know, there's a lot of success stories as well.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And they talk about their success. They've made more than 6 billion matches globally, and they get hundreds of success stories.
Careful with your 6 billion matches there, guys, because look what happened to Ashley Madison with their inflated numbers.
Too, but people are cheating. But here's the thing. People are cheating probably locally. I hear that they are locally as well. So that's
Well, maybe
sad.
They start like when they're out of town and then they start getting, you know, a little bit more risky and more risky and more
I think that's when a lot of the cheating happens.
Yeah.
I do. I know that.
Does it count if you're overseas?
It does count.
Does
but
count
I think certain people think that it doesn't. If you got your passport in hand, you need your passport
if
to get
you pay for it, does it count?
Yeah, it all counts.
Oh, it all counts. Okay.
It all counts. I would say people just maybe go into marriage counseling or something.
I love that Tinder, though, has the balls, the temerity to suggest that, hey, people are using this for other things.
They're just, you know, they want dinner.
Sex.
They don't
want
to have coffee alone. Yeah, so stupid. Okay, so everyone, just be careful with this. And if you're thinking that you want to cheat, I get it. It's risky. It's exciting. It's the thrill. But you love your partner. You're with them. And if you don't love your partner anymore and you don't want to have sex with them, either you have two choices. Decide to stick with them and work on it, however that whatever that means to you. Talk to them about your sex life or you leave them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't cheat. Okay?
Unless you have kids, then maybe work on it a little harder.
Yeah. If you have kids, definitely work on it harder. Cheating is not going to save your relationship. Okay. Do you want another sex in the news or should we get an email?
If you got another good sex in the news, I don't know why you want it.
Were those not?
Are great.
Okay. This one is not about cheating, actually. This one is for the people who are cheating and they want to know how they can get their partners to have more sex with them.
Who are not cheating.
Yeah. If you're not cheating yet, but you're thinking about it.
Right.
Couples who share chores may have better sex and have sex more often. Now, we've been hearing this for years. There's always studies that come out that guys who do housework are found more attractive by their partners, blah, blah, blah. But a new study from University of Alberta found that male-female couples had better and more frequent sex when men chipped in with the chores. The findings revealed that when a man felt he was making fair contributions to household chores, the couple had more sex and each partner reported more sexual satisfaction. And it's not just because the women like want to see their husband there pushing a Swifter or they think it's hot.
Right.
It's more that they feel that he's sharing the responsibilities, not Swifter. Maybe
they don't
hammer.
Think it's hot. It's manipulation. My wife does it all the time.
What?
You look so hot when you're doing the laundry. I know you don't think I look hot. You just like me doing it instead of you.
No, but here's the thing. It enhances it because that it seems it's about respect. Because when the housework, if a woman feels or a man feels that their partner is not sharing, pulling their own weight,
right. They
feel disrespected.
Right.
So it's a way of showing respect and it's a way of showing that you're both in it together. We all live really busy lives. So it says completing housework may or not be enjoyable, but knowing that a partner is pulling his weight prevents anger and bitterness or her weight, creating more fertile ground in which a satisfying sexual encounter may occur. Because the truth is that ambiguity in division of household responsibilities between working couples often results in ongoing negotiations, resentment, and tension.
What?
And when you resent your partner and you've tension,
yes. It
builds and builds and builds, and then you don't know how to diffuse it because it's built, and you don't even remember that it's because they
didn't
take the trash out.
You don't even know why you're pissed anymore. You're just pissed.
This is why.
I hear you going towards like having a list on the fridge where like you figure out who does what
chores.
You think
it's like a chore wheel?
No. Let's not do that. No, that's
awful.
It's
not like a chore wheel they had at summer camp.
I thought that because you were talking about
sweeps the cabin
how ambiguous
today.
It is and who does what and like keeping track. All right.
I wasn't saying that.
Okay, good.
I was just saying that...
I got jet lag, Em. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm very tired.
Okay, this is a disclaimer. Anderson has jet lag and yes. He's not responsible for anything he says tonight.
Nothing. I'm going to start yelling the N-word now.
So the number, I should ring the basically bell.
Don't.
I will.
Not that
but
show.
The newer findings reinforce the importance of sharing the mundane parts of life in order to share the exceptional ones. So rather than avoiding chores in the hopes of having more sex, just do more chores. Makes sense.
Especially if that chore is taking your pants off.
Exactly. And then she swallows her semen, and then she's not depressed.
And she's in a happy mood.
Dude, they all work together.
This is up in Alberta, too, so there's a lot more chores with the old snow banks.
Exactly.
And,
you're so lucky to deal with that. Like, growing up in Michigan, it was we had to bring in shovel
snow. I spent a lot of time in Canada.
You did?
My mom's from Canada. I used to go back every summer.
Exactly.
Every summer I go to
Did you
deep Ontario.
Do you know what I had to do through college
Very hot.
In Michigan? That I would come out of college,
scrape your windshield?
There were times where I couldn't even find my car because there was 15 inches of snow on it. And then finally I would find it, and then you'd have to chip away. Yeah. You'd always an ice pick in the car. And
there's been maybe a dozen, because I'm born and raised in California, Southern California. There's maybe a dozen times in my life I've come out to my car on my way to, this is back when I was going to high school and I had to get up early and my window was kind of frozen over.
It was annoying.
Furious. Maybe 12 times in my life.
Okay.
I go inside, I don't even know what to do. I'm getting hot water and pouring it.
Yeah, you know what to do. So I had to deal with this every single day of my life when I started driving at 16 in Michigan. That's why I'm in California. We have other things to do with.
It's nails bitch, too.
I am a tough bitch. Yeah. Here it rains and everyone freaks out. Mm-hmm. Makes me crazy.
Freak out. I've seen you freak out in the rain, all right? Everyone freaks out in the rain.
No, I don't freak out in the rain. I can drive in the rain. Dude, you should see me. I can do donuts in the snow. I'm awesome.
I want to see you do donuts in the snow.
I'm a killer driver. I really am.
What kind of car did you drive back then?
Oh, God.
I'm thinking an Impala or
You're going to laugh so hard.
A Nova?
No, it was the worst car.
A Duster.
Well, my first car was a Pontiac Sunbird, but it was not even a Sunbird.
A white one?
No. Like an ugly Pontiac. Not even a Sunbird. A Pontiac. It was two-toned.
Okay.
It was really ugly. But then the next car I had, which I had for 8 years, was Geo Prism. Do you remember Geo Prism?
Boxy.
It was made by Pontiac, and it was made by, Honda, I guess. So it was like a mixture. So because we lived in Michigan. So my dad wanted me to buy American. My mom wanted me to buy foreign. I wanted a foreign car. Anyway, Geo Prism, I drove that car to California, to San Francisco, when I was 21, when I graduated from college. I didn't know anybody. Got my car, drove out. So it's such a bad car. Like, it's this little dinky car. It was red. And when I got there, I had it for 6 more years. And I had, a high-powered job. I was working for the mayor. And my friend one day said, I thought just rental car agencies had Geos. Is that even a thing?
Right.
So that was my car. And when I got there, I still had all the snow stuff in it, like the scrapers. I mean, I had it forever. I had it for, 10 years. So that's the car I drove.
Did you ever get rid of that stuff, or did that stuff go with the car?
I think I sold it with the car, finally.
You drove out here, no friends, no contacts.
I didn't know anybody.
Hey, Em.
What?
What were you running from?
That's what my brother says.
What were you running from?
He's like, man, you ran away.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to live in Michigan with the snow anymore.
Oh,
I wanted to move to San Francisco. July.
It's kind of a funny time to run from the snow, Em.
Well, I graduated from college in June. Mm-hmm. And then in July, my mom was away in Italy
what
for
was
her
his
birthday.
Name? Who? What was his name? This person you're running away
from. No, one of the funny thing is that my boyfriend at the time actually drove with me halfway.
Really? Did he know the plans, or do you think you were just going on a week vacation?
No, he knew. And I was so type A that I really wanted to work in politics, which is why I moved there. Right. And I love outdoors and camping and hiking and running. But it was the year of the woman, Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, everyone running for politics, that year.
Over.
So I drove. I was like, I have to get a job. I really was so anal about getting a really good job out of college. And I drove there in 3 days from Michigan.
That's funny.
People would stop at the parks and
takes
see things.
Most people 3 days to get up to Seattle.
Yeah, three days. I was like, I got to get there. I just graduated. I got to get a job. I was so crazy.
Your poor boyfriend.
And then And then I flew him back to Chicago. I never talked to him again. But
did you fly him back?
I did fly him back.
21-year-old Emma, how'd you do that?
It was a one-way ticket to Chicago. And I wanted to thank him for driving with me.
Okay, all right. Yeah, Chicago's a cheap place. It's a hub.
No, I was trying to be nice. Okay.
It just seems expensive for 21-year-old no-friend Emily driving out to California.
I just thought it was nice because he drove with me mostly to California.
I just can't imagine
he had no money.
Either.
Okay. I didn't. But I was like, well, I'll do that
turn
if you drive
tricks,
with me.
Get enough money for a plane? No.
I what?
Turn a couple tricks? No.
No, but that's what I did. It was like 100. Then you could, I don't know. But I guess
know.
I'm trying to think how I did
different.
It. Maybe I split it. I don't freaking remember. Or maybe I don't remember.
Maybe you're making that up. Maybe if we got him on the phone right now, he's like, fuck that bitch.
Rob,
I paid for it.
No. Okay. So the deal is, I got to, why are we even talking about this?
I don't know.
I'm
it was
so
fun,
sorry.
Though.
I did have sex with him on the way there. You want to hear about that? Okay.
In the prism?
Oh, dude, I went to dead shows in the prism. I used to go to
Grateful
dead shows.
Dead shows in the prism.
It was a hatchback. I would sleep in the prism and have sex with my boyfriend at the time, but make a bed in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did a lot of things in
the
prison.
The squarest car at that festival, yes, at that Grateful Dead festival?
It was not a cool car. I didn't know
it
wasn't cool.
Hey, man, what kind of car is that, man?
I thought it was so cool, but I'm not a car person. Like, I don't care if I'm cool or not.
I can see, you look really cool in your Mini, I can tell you that.
But it's so old and scratched up if you look closely. Everyone's like, that's so you. And I'm like, yeah, because I'm small, but then it's like a mess. The car's a mess. I really would like a new Mini. Okay.
All right, email.
But
or actually.
Masturbate. What? Oh, yeah. No, here's something I have to tell you all real quick before I get emails. Hustler. You know that I love the Hustler stores. I do workshops there. And I actually have one coming up. It's the week after the live show. It's like December 8th or 9th at Tuesday or Wednesday. Not sure yet exactly. But Hustler Hollywood stores should be your main destination for the best toys and erotica and sexy lingerie. It's a super cool store. There's like in 12. See if they're near you. They're like in 12 different cities. If you use code SEXWITHEMILY at checkout when you go to Hustler, you get 20% off all your purchases. But now they launched this really killer online site. And check out Emily Picks. So every week, every month, I have an Emily Pick page. And it's at HustlerHollywood.com. And you get a 20% discount on your online purchases when you use code EMILY20 at Hustler Hollywood. So all the toys I talk about, check out my Emily Pick this month. If there's a banner on the page and you'll see it. And I'm all about Lilo's Ina 2, it's called. It's a rabbit vibe, but it is such a cool vibrator because it has all these really cool functions and unique vibrations and stimulation patterns. Like there's all these. Here's what I'm learning about vibrators in my 10 years.
You're still
experience.
Learning.
Oh, all the time. Mm-hmm. Sibian dude. Is that there's all these different vibrators. Like some have deep rumbles. Some have faster. Some are like, oh, you can like make the little rabbit ear stimulate. And this one's really cool because there's so many different ways you can use it. And it's great to use with a partner. So go to HustlerHollywood.com, code EMILY20. Check out the Ina. Read about it. I love it. It's a great rabbit vibe. And use code EMILY20. Also, another favorite vibe, Thanksgiving right around the corner, which means talk about what we're grateful for. I'm grateful that the Magic Wand Rechargeable is now rechargeable and unplugged. It was actually part of my Halloween costume with Stanley.
I saw that. Poor Stan.
I was the orgasm fairy, yes. And my wand was the magic wand. Check it out.
What was Stan? He disappeared very early.
What do you mean he disappeared?
You walk out with him, you got Stan, and then the next thing you know, no Stan.
Oh, you saw the video.
You're wanding.
Well, I couldn't hold him the whole time.
Sex toys. Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry. I put a little tutu on him. Okay, so the magic wand, it has no cord and no limits to where you can enjoy it. So I used to have to plug a hole. I used to have to drill a hole into my nightstand, really, so it would say I plugged it. Now you don't do it anymore. So
Did you really drill a hole?
Oh, I did, dude. I had a boyfriend do it at the time. It was just like 5 years ago in San Francisco. I was like, do you mind? I just want it plugged in all the time.
And then you're like, you know what? This drill works just as well.
As him?
And as the thing that you were trying to plug in. So you start using the drill on yourself?
No, never use a drill.
You could put something on the end of it.
No, but the new magic wand has 4 brand new vibration patterns, 4 levels of intensity. Try it all out, and you have to sacrifice any pleasure with the rechargeable. Go to magicwandrechargeable.com and check it out. Because it's a good time. All right. Thank you for emailing me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I love hearing from you. I love hearing where you live, your age, and how you listen to the show. Tell me, why are you laughing?
I'm still just thinking about you like altering your furniture to make sure this thing's plugged in.
It was like, I don't have nice furniture. It was like something that I got at like the thrift store.
It's kind of an insult to that guy, a little bit.
With the guy I was dating?
Yeah, I'm all for like people bringing in toys.
And
I think the guys who like get all like offended and threatened when a girl wants to bring a toy into the bedroom is ridiculous. But if you're like, hey, make sure this thing's always plugged in by drilling through my freaking furniture.
I tried to sell it when I moved to LA and it was like, oh, sorry, there's a hole in the back. it was not a really nice nightstand. It was like $20 at the flea market. Okay, but I did that. But hey, Emily. So I have this problem with masturbation. I can't do it. And it's not because I'm a prude about it or anything like that. Believe me, I've tried. I just can't make it feel good. I don't know if I've got in my head too much, but it's not exciting or good when someone else is touching you. Oh, it's not as exciting or good like when someone else is touching you. It's just myself, so I never really get anywhere. I've been having sex for 8 years, but I realize that every time someone asks me what feels good or asks me to show them what would feel good, I have no idea. If I can't do it myself, how can I tell or show someone else what I like? You know, what do I do? Sign Lauren. Oh, I'm 28. I live in Pittsburgh and listen to the podcast on my iPhone. I listen to all the older episodes too. Sometimes I listen to 5 or 6 a day.
Go Penguins.
Oh my God, Lauren, you rock. Thank you for listening. And I want to help you here, honey. So you totally hit the nail on the head. You can't explain to another person how to make yourself feel good when you don't have the formula down yourself. You can't lie about it. You can't whatever because you don't know. And it feels like she's falling into that trap that a lot of women believe, someday my prince will come and so will I. It's not going to happen until you figure out what you like and what makes you feel good. But I totally understand that now you've built this up in your head that it's hard for you to get in your room and do it yourself and it doesn't feel good. So let me give you a few tips, okay? First, your homework is to masturbate. I'm going to charge you with that, but I'm going to make it fun for you, okay? I'm going to tell you steps to make it easier. The first thing you have to do is eliminate all distractions, which I actually believe is a huge source of trouble for a lot of couples and individuals who just don't have as much sex as they like. So what I mean by the as they like, we love multitasking as women. We pride ourselves. We can do 5 or 6 activities at once. It's all good. But you need to turn off your cell phone. You need to lock your door if you have roommates. You need to eliminate all the debilitating distractions. Get rid of the papers, the laundry, everything in your room, because you won't be able to relax. So just know that you're... What?
You gotta focus.
And you can't focus if you're like, is my neighbor coming home? Or my roommate coming in?
Or if you're a lady, you can't multitask. So you can't do all these things.
So create a sexy space. The environment has a huge impact on your state of mind. So make sure that your surroundings are like sexy. You know, make a sexy scenario. And this is about seducing yourself, because that's essentially what you're doing here. You're staging a self-seduction. So again, you remove the clutter, the works, you know, all your work stuff, and light some candles. Like, think about what you'd do if a guy was coming over that you wanted your boyfriend, but it's really just you. You deserve all of this. So put comfortable sheets on your bed. Oh, by the way, speaking of sheets. Remember those Boll & Branch sheets I talked about a few weeks ago?
Yeah, right before I left.
Okay. Dude.
You have them?
They're friggin' amazing. Everyone was at my house. My whole team was at my house today because we were shooting some videos and we were just working on my home because it was a good time. And I was like, you guys, just feel them. They do get softer with every watch. And they're like, oh my God. And they all got in my bed. We did a funny Instagram video because they just loved my sheets, all 6 of the women in my office.
I miss that Instagram.
We haven't posted it yet. It was hilarious. But if you guys, these sheets are awesome. So go to Boll & Branch. I don't remember what my code is. Maybe it's Emily or something.
What's that,
get them because
it's
really cool.
Boll.
And Branch and code Emily, and I love them.
Boll & Branch.
So anyway, get a glass of wine, and then you have to turn yourself on. So just getting them. Okay, I'm here. Fine. I lit some candles. You have to think erotic thoughts. Now, Anderson, this might come as a surprise for you, to you, but a lot of women have a hard time fantasizing.
I'm well aware.
Okay, you are. So a lot of women are like, I don't fantasize. I don't know what makes me feel good. So this is part of your homework. Porn, great way. A lot of men and women, you know, use porn. So just start, you know, surfing around, seeing what turns you on. If that makes you feel uncomfortable, you can just start to fantasize and think about, like, it's an important skill to cultivate. You can start by just thinking about, you know, what was a time, you know, peruse your own spank bank, your own memories to make your own spank bank. What was a time that you were really turned on? Can you think of it like the best sex you had and why and how it felt? Like, get yourself into that mindset. So start thinking about it. You could read erotica. You can listen to erotica. I mean, I'm not sure. We all get turned on in different ways. So do that. Also, if you need to buy some toys, I talk about great toys on the show, and you just got to make sure that you're de-stressed. You can take a shower. Then you have to start to touch yourself, okay? And breathe. Oh, also one thing is breathing. Breathe. Stress is a huge killer of our sex drive and a reason why you might not be getting yourself into the bedroom. So do a few deep breaths. A lot of times we hold our breath when we're masturbating, so just breathe. And then if your hands aren't doing it, again, get a toy. Use lube. What?
Drink some water.
I
can feel you need water. You're getting so worked up with this advice. You're like thirsty, like a boxer. A prized fighter.
I am so thirsty. It's hot in here, too.
Well, that's because you're
in here. And I forgot to breathe, but I didn't breathe.
Every time Emily comes in here, the first thing she does is crank the heat.
I know. It's so cold usually. So you want to also experiment. I'm going to help you out here. One more thing I want to tell you is that you really want to experiment. First of all, use lube. I don't know if you use lube when you masturbate. It is so important. Then you just start like touching your body all over. Practice with different, you know, pressures with your fingers and your clitoris and your breast. Go fast, go slow, do circles, do your labia. I mean, just like play around. And you all, if you've been listening to the show, you've heard the story about my friend who spent 30 days trying to have an orgasm every single night for 30 days. And it wasn't until like day 26 that she finally had one. So this might not happen right away. So don't think of this as like, it didn't happen, I'm done. Just like anything that's worth having in life, it takes work.
And she had a shampoo bottle up her butt when that happened.
No, she
did
not. No? So, Lauren, this is what I'm saying. Ease into it. Here's a new plan for you. Don't get stressed out by it. Create all these ways to de-stress and have a good time. Let me know how it goes.
Hey, she can also, like, lay on her hand till it goes to sleep.
And then it doesn't feel like her own hand, so it'll feel like somebody else.
I've heard that. That's such a. That's for dudes.
No, but she said she doesn't like it if it's her own hand touching her.
Use a vibrator.
It might. Yeah.
There's so many great vibes. Jesus. Okay. Hi, Emily. My name is Amber. I'm 26 from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hey.
They're both from Pittsburgh, no?
Different names, I hope.
Yeah, totally. This is Amber.
Pittsburgh. That's my team. That's my city. Pittsburgh. Go Penguins.
Go Penguins.
I got a tattoo of the Pittsburgh Penguins. I'm a
massive
fan.
Dude, this whole show's about your tattoos.
I know. I would cuddle with Sidney Crosby. You don't know who that is, but I do.
No.
And I love him.
You do? Like how I love Stanley?
Yeah.
Okay. My name is Amber, 26, Pittsburgh. Listen to your podcast via iTunes. I found your podcast a few months ago. I'm a huge fan, and I've been binging on episodes ever since. I've been dating my wonderful current boyfriend 7 months now. We have the same pretty high sex drive, enjoying sex 4 to 10 times each week, plus additional solo masturbation.
4 to 10, that's quite a range.
I know. Sometimes when we're having sex, he'll hit that perfect sweet spot. And then have to change his momentum or angle. I asked him about this, and he said it's because to him, it hits his sweet spot too, so he adjusts himself so he doesn't come. I get that, and I'm appreciative as our sex lasted a perfect amount of time for me, and he always works to get me off, but in the moment, it can be so frustrating. And what girl doesn't want multiple orgasms? Is there anything we can do to keep him moving on that delightful track without orgasming, or should I suck it up and be happy for what I have? Thank you, Emily. You're amazing. I love listening. You've already improved my sex life more than you'll ever know, Amber.
Aw,
that's sweet. Oh, I want to add one more thing. Mm. How have I also, when I asked you guys earlier to submit your favorite memories, let me know how I helped your sex life. Because people are saying I change it. Like, give me one specific thing. How I changed it.
Yeah, like
or
even with
it.
Amanda. I don't know how you changed it.
Yeah, people always say that. I'm like, I want to know.
Yeah.
Okay. So I love hearing from you, Amber. Sounds like you have a really healthy sex life. You're both getting what you need. I totally get what you're saying about multiple O's, because what girl doesn't want that? And Anderson, you get this, right? There's probably certain spots.
I don't have multiple O's. No,
no, but there's certain places, spots, positions where you know you're going to orgasm.
I'm a married man.
Oh, dude, so freaking annoying.
Yeah, guys have all sorts of tricks to clamp down.
Right.
And
so this is what he. Relax. This is about him.
Sometimes
okay?
They just stop and go get a sandwich. I mean, you should feel
I know,
lucky.
Seriously. No. What? No. She should feel lucky.
Yeah, a little bit. That I mean, he's not actually just ceasing the entire activity and. Going to watch SportsCenter for a while
she's
and then coming back.
She's not complaining, but what she's saying is, what can we do so when he gets... Do you guys all understand the
Coke
question
on the
here?
Penis. I always say that.
Just stop that.
No?
So he gets to her sweet spot, which is his sweet spot, and then he stops.
Yeah,
he
because
wants to come
it'll,
yet.
It'll be done.
I get it, but here's how he can learn to not come so she can have multiple orgasms.
Mm.
But he has to do this. This is all on him.
I'm actually all ears. I would love to hear your advice on this.
First of all, he has to breathe. Outside the bedroom, this is all practices. He's probably doing shallow breathing, which is what a lot of guys do during sex. So when he does like a form of meditation breath that he can, but this is the thing he has to practice, he can control the arousal and tension that leads to ejaculation. But he has to practice it outside the bedroom, which is deep, full breathing. And while he's doing that, the breathing, he should try the stop-start method.
Mm-hmm.
During masturbation, he brings himself close to orgasm, like, you know, the point of no return where he's about to orgasm,
right.
And then he stops. So he recognizes his ejaculatory control level.
On the precipice.
He's on the precipice. Mm-hmm. So he can learn how to control ejaculation. Also, the squeeze method. During intercourse, one of you can squeeze the base of his penis mm-hmm. at the exact point that he's with the stop-start technique that he learned. And when he's at the brink of orgasm, this will reduce him, like reduce his erection through squeezing.
Reduces. What? He's going to go a little
This will
little flaccid.
Reduce, yeah, his erection. Mm-hmm. He won't get flaccid, but he also will not ejaculate.
Well, then he won't be hitting her in the right spot either if he's all floppy in there.
Well, he can just be hard enough. Maybe he'll get hard right after he comes, okay?
You let go.
Or maybe it's right before,
right?
Okay? Kegel exercises. I can't emphasize this enough. I mean, really, how much do I love Kegel exercises? On a daily basis, he could do it 5 minutes a day. He could download my app, Kegel Camp, so he doesn't forget. When these muscles become stronger, and they do, it just takes like a month of doing them every day, mm-hmm. he can squeeze them during intercourse, and that will stop him from ejaculating.
God.
But, dude... This is stuff that, Amber, he's going to have to do without you.
I feel bad for this dude. Because she's going to come at him with all these things and like, hey, Emily says you have to do this and Emily says you have to do that. And like, it's all on him. He's got so much work he's got to do now.
But here's the thing, Amber. Why don't you, girl, here's the thing. You guys are having a lot of sex. Why don't you guys engage in some mutual masturbation? Because to me, taking sex off the table for a while is really hot. So you're really going to want it the next day if you don't have sex this one day. So then you guys can mutually masturbate where you masturbate and he masturbates. But while you're masturbating and watching each other, which is really hot, he's doing his deep breathing, stop, start, Kegel exercises. for 5-10 minutes. Make it fun.
That's like going to the gym.
Tell him to do it when he's driving in the car. Say every time you're at a traffic light, do them. Now, I'm telling you guys, this is not easy. Guys don't. No one sticks to it. And that's why it's really hard to help men with premature ejaculation. He's not that. This is not his problem. But anytime you just set a new routine like this, it's hard. Mm-hmm. Even if you just 3 days a week, though, there'll be a difference. So that's the only way this is going to happen here.
It's a test, or too.
Or like Anderson thinks that you might be being selfish, but I totally understand.
I'm not saying selfish. I'm just saying that it seems like the poor kid's got a lot of homework all of a sudden. Hey, it's a test too, Amanda. If he doesn't do these all this homework that he's being assigned, he doesn't like you.
Well, he does like you because I dated a guy for a while who was way too long, who was a premature ejaculator, and we read that book, Multi-Orgasmic Man, which is like a great book. Which
did
is
you guys
actually
like,
the book.
Read it aloud to each other?
Here's the problem. He bought it. He went to see a therapist. He's like, I'm going to do it. And he never did for like a year.
He did.
It was like 10 years ago. Yeah. But I was like, okay, this has not gotten better. And he was a premature ejaculator in the sense of like a minute man.
Okay.
But I dated him for a really long time because I really liked him and he pleased me. And at the time, well, I did.
Refractory period, though. Was that bad, too? Did it take a while?
All of it.
Oh, bad times.
The whole thing.
You get like a minute a day if you're lucky.
If I was lucky, wow. Then I just stopped having sex. So what I'm saying is, I think the thing is, that's why it was a good point. They could do it together. Like, you know what I mean? You know what, Amber? You should be doing your Kegel exercises as well, because then you'll also be able to have multiple orgasms in your own way that are a lot easier, because Kegel exercises help with that as well.
As a guy who can be considered lazy at times, especially with this kind of stuff, I would approach him with, hey, I got something for you and something for me. We're both going to do these things.
And I got to tell you, and again, not to push Kegel camp, but I'm just because whatever. But I know a lot of couples who do it together and they actually compete because there's 20 levels to Kegel camp and you got to move through each level. And I have a friend of mine who's in a relationship and he and his girlfriend would send me the screenshots like who got to level 4, level 5. So that could be like a fun thing for you guys to do together. Uh-huh. And then you'll both be having
multiples. What happens when you get to the new level? Is there like little
there's little things that happen. Yeah. And you get to level 20. It's hard. But you realize you've like kegels of steel. Like I said, I do. I can start a hammer. I can drill my own things into the wall.
You don't need that. Well, we talked about you doing maybe some pottery with and then selling
it. I walk Stanley, actually.
No!
With his leash and
Stanley
my kegels.
And your kegs separated.
That was his favorite walk, actually.
We have time for one more email before I'm going to shut you down here.
Okay. Why is my nose stuffy? Because it's hot in here?
I don't know what's going on, man. I'm still, it's like 7 in the morning where I'm from right now. I'm half asleep.
Emily, I've never really enjoyed receiving oral sex and much prefer penetration. There's only been a few occasions where I've really enjoyed it and maybe once or twice orgasmed by it, and those were years ago. Now my current partner wants to get better at it and finally make me orgasm via oral, but we're a bit stuck. I just never enjoy it. Any tips, Fiona? Okay, here's the thing, Fiona. Not every sex act is for every person. You might just not like it. And many women who are multi-orgasmic don't actually enjoy oral. But assuming that's not the case because they're too sensitive. But before I start providing tips for your partner on how to improve his skills, it sounds like you need to work on improving her receiving skills.
But first you said if she is multi-orgasmic, which is very likely the case, then it's just never going to be good for her, right?
You might never like it.
You got to be clear about that.
Yeah, I'll be clear that some women don't. It's uncomfortable.
Because it's too sensitive.
Too sensitive.
Too much.
But I'm going to assume that's not the case.
But you're going to assume moving forward for this advice.
But if that is the case, then that's fine. No problem. Just tell them you can't do it. Right. Do other things. But you have to start enjoying receiving. So if you go into anything, like sexual or otherwise, with the mindset of like, I don't like it, it's never been good for me, guess what's going to happen? You're still not going to like it, and you're still not going to want to do it. So it's important to approach it with an open mind and treat it more like a sensual act than like your sensual act, that, and then you're like troubleshooting the problems you had in the past. So learn how to relax in the moment. So this is about breathing, taking your attention, like what you're feeling in your body and not thinking about, I'm not going to like it. I don't like this. When's it going to be over? So just like relax, chill, breathe, and let him do his thing. Now, some tips for him. He has to warm you up. I'm sorry, but the anticipation is sometimes the best part about sex. So don't go right for clitoris. This is for your boyfriend. You can tell him this too. Warm her up. Like massage her inner thighs, rub her, give her a massage all over around the clitoris. Don't go right to the clitoris. Women are very different, but you know, when you indirectly stimulate it or when you wait to stimulate it, like rub her over her underwear, leave it on. Women like the sensation of the fabric on their skin. It feels amazing. She might need 10 minutes, but if you guys are just starting on this oral sex track and he's gung-ho about it, why not take these minutes to get warmed up? And go slow. guys need to go 5 times slower than they think they do, okay? So unless she tells you differently, start out slowly. Tongue. Once you start licking the clitoris, start off really softly and focus on the clitoral hood. You know where the clitoral hood is, right? It's not the clitoris. It's like right above the clitoris.
It's the part you pierce.
What? It's the part that you pierce. Yeah. Exactly. You can alternate between wide licks, small licks across the clit. And again, every woman is different.
Make sure it's moist.
Oh, please don't say that word. Yeah. So, and also don't, like, you might want to use your fingers. You want to rub the labia. Remember, the clitoris has 4 inches of roots, legs. There's clitoral legs that extend behind the labia.
Payback for my moist comment?
Yeah.
I hate when you're talking about the legs.
Legs, the clitoris. The clitoris.
What, and 4,000 nerve endings?
Maybe there's like a G8,000. There might be a G-spot. You could do it with your fingers going inside. A lot of women, though, want to have the clitoral orgasm first. And here's the other thing. If you have a vibrator that you like, you could use a little clitoral vibe as well as his tongue just to kind of get into it, Fiona, if that feels good for you. Like, he could be licking your labia and you could be having it on your clitoris or vice versa. So don't be afraid to play with toys and use lube and just try different things. Make this fun. Don't make this like homework and a task. This is a good time because you might learn to love it. I'm telling you, you never stop learning about sex and having better sex because that just keeps happening to me all the time. And I never thought I could have better sex. And just in the last month, I've had the best sex.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Why don't you lead with that, Em? It's called Sex with Emily, for fuck's sake.
I'm actually
And you were telling
that.
Me just what? Before the show, actually, that your guy was gone for a couple weeks.
This is right before he left. And I was telling you that I actually missed Stanley last night.
Yeah.
More than the guy.
And then the guy came back. And
he's back tonight. I haven't
seen
him yet.
Oh, great, but I miss Stanley, which bodes well for the relationship.
I'm really excited to see him. He's been out of the country. Uh-huh. But, you know, I'm going to get to that in a minute, my best sex, because it kind of ties into something at the end. But first, because you're right, I can't just drop that. Okay, you guys, thank you. That's a great show. Anderson, what?
It's like you've been having the best sex of your life.
Well,
been doing this show for 10 effing years. Best sex of your life in the last month. And you're like, oh, afterthought. Yeah.
No, well, I told you what I've learned with the Sibian. I guess I didn't really get into it, but it's pretty friggin' amazing. Like, I used it with Ross.
Is that what we're calling him?
Well, that's his name.
Oh,
he
is
was
it
on
really?
My show. Well, we had a show called Guess Who's Having Sex with Emily, and it was the first time. It was released when you were gone. It was the first
there was like
time.
There were 3 or 4 people. It wasn't while I was gone, by the way. It was
right before you left. It was the first time.
Did you have 3 or 4 people on there? To like, you know, they had to guess which one was
no,
the one?
No, it was just Ross.
Oh, that's how you should have done it. You know what I mean? Like, guess which
one of
these...
My next boyfriend, I'll do that.
Yeah, you need to dump him immediately so we can do this, like, in 6 months. Because that's a great idea.
That's a great idea. Let's do that next. So I think that he... But we talked about the Sibian. What was I saying? Oh, it was called Guess Who's Having Sex with Emily. You could check it out on iTunes. It was a great show, I thought. But we talked about, like, using the Sibian together because I was like, how am I... You know, and just, like, watching him watching me, the foreplay, and, like, the different... Just the way your body can feel all these different sensations that I've never felt before. And, my orgasms are stronger, but it's mostly due to my Kegel exercises why they're stronger. And I'm going to get into that in a moment towards the end. I promise I will tell you all. But right now, I want to say one more thing is that we need interns. We're looking for social media marketing interns. If you've got social media marketing experience, you're looking to further your skills, we want to hear from you. You can apply at internships.com, our intern match. We only want Los Angeles or OC applicants. Sorry, no remote interns at this time. So check it out. Or email us feedback@sexwithemily.com. We get a lot of people who want to like intern for us who live out of state.
Internet.
And we just need people in the office because shit's going off.
And
it's a good
friggin'
time. You could just lie
sheets.
In my bed on my sheets.
Right.
Thank you, Anderson.
Thank you, Em.
Yeah.
It was good
to see
you.
And anything new with Film Vault? I know you went to see a movie at 10 a.m. because you were jet lagged.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Are you going to talk about it on the Film Vault?
No, I'm going to talk about Crimson Peak next week. I'm a little bit behind on everything. I saw no movies when I was in Europe. No time to see movies.
Well,
when
that's
you're
good.
In
you were in the cobblestone streets.
But yeah, new Film Vault this week. I think it was pretty good one. Top 5 Weasley characters, like undermining, conniving characters. So, Paul Bryan and I had fun with that one. And, I had some kind of embarrassing movies that I talked about that I saw like on the plane and whatnot. It was a little bit of a different episode.
That's funny.
I saw movies that I would normally never watch. Yeah,
that's good. Okay.
And I knew After Disaster, that one we're going to be smoking Cuban cigars in my backyard, talking all about the European trip. And all I'm going to do is bitch.
Can I
about
come
all
on
the
After Disaster? Do you
yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
whenever
really?
You want. Yeah.
I love you guys. Okay, good. I'll check it out. Thank you, Anderson. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, I'm going to get into why I'm having better orgasms. Here's the deal. Okay, I've been talking about the intensity, right? It's the exerciser. It is a Kegel exerciser, okay? So it is looks like a rabbit vibe, but it actually does your Kegel exercises for you. Now, I told you I have an app called Kegel Camp, and I've had it for 4 years, and I really was good when I first got it, just like anything. That's why I felt for Amber and her boyfriend, because it's like it's hard to stick with something. Every day, it says time for Kegel Camp. I wasn't doing it. So this product has changed my sex life, because what happens is I lie in my bed for 10 minutes a day. It's so relaxing. I literally like sit and meditate. I use the vibrator after if I want to have an orgasm, but you put it inside you. It uses electrostimulation, which sounds really weird, but it doesn't hurt at all. And it's massaging it contracts your vaginal muscles. And so it gets the blood flowing again. And so it perfectly targets your G-spot and your clitoris while you use it. And you can get it so you can use the inflation button. So it perfectly fits snugly against your muscles. You can tell how to use it. And it combines pleasure with pelvic floor toning. And it improves your overall sexual satisfaction. So I used it every single day for a month, like religiously, which again is really hard for me to stick to a new routine. And my Kegels, I'm not just joking, are the strongest they've ever been. That I had this crazy orgasm during intercourse that I've never experienced this kind of blended. And because I was using my Kegels, because they're so strong right now, I was squeezing them in a way that I've squeezed them before, Anderson.
Poor Ross.
Poor Ross. Are you freaking kidding me?
Ross is like, yeah, I did this. And now if he hears this.
Oh, sorry, Ross. You did. No, he's so hot.
It's all about the Kegel fucking exercise.
I'm sorry it was. So it's just change it. And also, I have to say, when he did go down on me once and use his fingers, which I typically don't like, this is like way more information, that also gave me a killer other kind of orgasm, because the muscles are so strong that also impacts your ability to have a G-spot orgasm. This is not BS. This is like, I can't. And the fact that I don't even have to do them, I just lie there with something in my vagina and it does it, like the intensity. Go to pourmoi.com, P-O-U-R-M-O-I, .com, and check it out, because it's freaking crazy. Oh, and if you want to know more about it, and you're like, what the hell is she talking about? On my website, there's Sex Toy Review Intense and Unplugged is what it's called. Also, the Fleshlight, let me just tell you real quick. You've heard me talk about it. It's amazing. It's a male masturbation sleeve. Well, now they have the Quick Shot. It's smaller. It's an open-ended male masturbation around the size of a hand. It's geared towards a new kind of self-pleasure. It still has the patented super skin material, but the Quick Shot is smaller, easier to handle, and requires less cleanup. So you can use it solo or with a partner to take hand jobs and blowjobs to the next level. So it's a great way to get your partner involved in the fun. So there's no end. Like, so you can just ejaculate into her mouth while she's giving you a hand job or blowjob. So it's like fits in her hand. It's the coolest thing ever. They told me about it months ago. I was like, what? The Clit Shot? But it's the Quick Shot. It's awesome. So no matter if you use the regular Fleshlight or the Quick Shot, you'll be on your way to mind-blowing orgasms. Go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, use code Emily, and get a free bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube. Thanks for listening. Love you.